From NPR News, this is Day to Day. In what could be the highest price ever paid for a financial company, Sallie Mae, that's the nation's largest student loan firm, has accepted a $25 billion, that's billion with a B, dollar bid from banks and private equity firms. Joining us now is Marketplace's John Dimsdale. John, $25 billion? Where is that money coming from?
Well, from two banks that you've probably heard of, J.P. Morgan Chase and Bank of America, who together will own just under half of Sallie Mae. The private firms are J.C. Flowers and Friedman, Fleischer & Lowe, and together they're going to own just over half of Sallie Mae.
And I thought Sallie Mae was sort of a quasi-government operation.
Well, it used to be. It started like that in the 70s. They used to leverage government support to make cheap loans to college students, just like what Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac do for home loans. But 10 years ago, Sallie Mae cut its government ties. It became a private lender, and it's since captured 40% of the private student lending business, raking in some big profits as tuitions have been going up. But the government's begun to withdraw subsidies for private lenders. There's a bill in Congress that would steer students away from private loans and into government loans. Even some Republicans, like President Bush, are calling for reducing government subsidies for private lenders.
And what kind of scrutiny will this deal get in Washington from antitrust regulators?
Well, there are already some in Congress saying that, you know, taking a student lender private isn't a good thing. A private company will get less scrutiny from the public. Yale University management professor Jonathan Coppell, who's an expert in this area, says a buyout will raise some eyebrows.
It's not a government-sponsored enterprise anymore, but it once was, and it still is seen as having a highly public mission, financing student borrowing. There's a great deal of concern whenever you have a transaction like this that the public mission is going to be somehow compromised.
And John, there have been some nasty headlines recently about the student loan business, right?
Exactly. Several states' attorneys general are looking into kickbacks and other under-the-table arrangements between schools and private lenders. Just last week, Sallie Mae itself reached a $2 million settlement with New York's attorney general, Andrew Cuomo. Sallie Mae didn't admit any wrongdoing, but agreed to change the way it deals with university financial aid officers. And these investigations are spreading. Today, another student lender, Education Finance Partners, agreed to stop making payments to schools that were referring student borrowers to that company. The company is also going to set up a $2.5 million fund to educate students about financial aid and how to be a better borrower. So, you know, student lenders are under a lot of scrutiny right now.
Thank you, John. That is John Dimsdale of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace, and it's produced by American Public Media.